Okay, guys, it's another scenario time. There's a man who's been away a long time from his country he lives in. He was living on some kind of island way out in the tropics. But he's finally come back home. But his home has changed. But he hasn't realized it yet. And everything seems quite normal to him, until one day he took a walk to go to a market he used to know. As he's walking down the street towards the market, there's a feminine walking the other way. Hi.
Ah!
Ooh, didn't mean to scare you. It's a lovely sunny day, isn't it?
Are you trying to get in my pants?
What?
Yeah, I know you want to attack me, don't you?
I just said it was a lovely sunny day.
I'm a femon, and all I have to do is yell rape, and there'll be 8 police cars here.
If I was going to jump on something, I'd jump on something less weighty.
You can't use criticizing speech about a femon like that.
Look, I've only come down this road to go to that market over there. And the guy owns that stall, I've seen him before, and I don't like him. I don't know why, there's just something about him.
First you try and attack me, and now you're doing hate speech. I'm going to call the police.
Boy, you're one crazy bitch, aren't you?
This is a femon. This is controlling aggressive man. I'd like to report a hate speech. Yes, I've got a hate speech.
Jesus, that was quick.
Excuse me, sir, but don't make any sudden movements.
You gotta be kidding, haven't you? Did that crazy bitch call you?
You mean that femon, sir? You're not allowed to call them crazy bitches. That is considered hate speech and does have a fine.
This must be candid camera or something, isn't it?
There's nothing funny here, sir.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Apparently, sir, I was told that you said you didn't like that man over there.
Excuse me, officer, but what is your job now?
Speech and thought, police, sir.
All right, guys, I think it was funny at first, okay? So come out with your cameras or whatever.
I don't know what you're laughing at, sir. This is very serious. You can get quite a hefty fine and a prison sentence.
What, for thinking something?
That is correct, sir, yes.
Listen, I've been away a long time, officer, and this is a bit weird for me.
Well, basically, you can't think unless it's been cleared. And there's pamphlets going around. In fact, I'll give you one out of the car. That is considered hate speech, which is basically mostly everything.
So just a minute. You're here because that femon over there phoned you. And you believe everything she says?
Femons never lie, sir. That's one of the rules in the pamphlet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This place is really gonna get fucked over here.
I'll let the crazy bitch femon go, sir, for now, as you didn't know. But we have to talk to you about how you don't like that man over there.
Well, I just don't like his demeanor. I don't know the chap. I mean, he might be all right, but I just don't get a good feeling about it.
You are talking your way into a fine, sir.
Shit, you know, I must still be asleep in bed, I guess.
The first fine is £200. The second fine is £500 plus some jail time.
So what happens if I say, you know, that guy's all right, he's okay? I mean, even if I don't know he is okay.
Then because it's your first offence, sir, and you've been away, as you say, we'll let it go at that.
So basically the laws require us to just lie and virtual signal, even though none of it's really true. And that's not who we really are. I thought you were the thought police. You can tell if I'm lying, can't you?
We don't quite have something to read thoughts, sir, but we are working on it.
I'm sure you are. So I'm free to go then, am I, officer? Now that I'm pretending somebody I'm not.
I have no reason to hold you here, sir. You will have to pay £50 to the femon.
What the hell for?
She's the one who notified us, sir, of your infraction of the law. And the £50 is just to help with distress that she might have undergone under the situation.
What a crock of shit.
You're lucky. I could have said you attacked me. You almost did.
You're wishing, darling. But it sure is worth paying the £50 to get the hell out of Dodge here. I'm going back to my island. Although this was just a fictional story, of course, it really isn't far off the truth, is it really? You'll notice that a lot of situations like this one, the femon gets a monetary reward for doing absolutely nothing. And it's just another shakedown for the man. Anyway, the man got a plane out as quick as he could. Haven't heard from him since. He's one of the lucky ones. You take it easy.